First-time nominees dominate the list of finalists for the National Book Award. They were announced today in Philadelphia. And while the winners won't be chosen for a month, the 20 writers who made today's cut are already celebrating, and so are their publishers. For member station WHYY, here's Joel Rose.
The list of finalists includes some familiar names. There's a book of nonfiction by Haitian-born writer Edwige Dantecot, who's been nominated before in the fiction category. And the ever-controversial Christopher Hitchens is a finalist for his book exploring the role of religion in public life. But the list is more notable for what's absent. For the first time in several years, the nonfiction category does not include any books about September 11th, Islam, or the Middle East. And the finalists in fiction include none of the literary giants you might expect. National Book Awards director Harold Augenbraum says two are first-time novelists, and none have been finalists for the award before.
So you've got two great books with enormous potential for their careers, and three books that are absolutely wonderful and will be taken as somewhat of recognition as terrific work done over a period of years, and finally they're being recognized nationally.
The most familiar name is Dennis Johnson. He's a finalist for Tree of Smoke, his first full-length novel in 9 years. The organizers of the National Book Awards like to take their show on the road, announcing the finalists in different cities each year. Today, social critic and writer Camille Paglia presented the names at the Library Company of Philadelphia, the oldest continuously operating library in the country. She says the location is supposed to send a message about the enduring value of the book, even in the age of the internet.
The web is a great tool. I love it. I write for it. But it will never replace the physical intimacy that we have with books.
The National Book Awards are closely watched, in part because they can help raise an author's profile.
A writer's life, day by day, isn't terribly exciting. You're sitting at your computer, and then something like this happens. These are very pleasant distractions to have.
Writer Ken Kalfas lives in Philadelphia. His novel, A Disorder Peculiar to the Country, was a finalist for the National Book Award last year. He says that designation alone can mean a second life for a book in terms of publicity and sales.
The publisher is very happy. They sell a lot more books. It reminds them that they published your book, which sometimes slips their mind. And it definitely gives you more display space in the bookstores.
The winners will be announced in New York City next month. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.